Broadcasting live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. Welcome in to the TSU Tigers Basketball Coaches Show with Tigers head coach Penny Collins and Lady Tigers head coach Jessica Kern, giving you an inside look at the TSU Tigers basketball program with game recaps and previews straight from the coach's mouth. The TSU Tigers Basketball Coaches Show is also brought to you by Wyatt Johnson, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Cracker Barrel, Nissan, the Tennessee Lottery, and the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Now, here's your host, the voice of the TSU Tigers, Greg Pope.
Good Sunday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. A little soupy. I know rain's on the way. Hard to believe, but only 2 weeks remain in the regular season for the OVC. And after those 2 weeks, the men's and women's, the top eight teams on each side of the standings advance to Evansville for the OVC Championships. And that's where we are. And we usually don't really look at the standings. I mean, you obviously will glance at them. We've been telling you all season long the results at the end of this show and where everybody is. But right now is when the rubber meets the road. We're joined now by TSU coach Penny Collins. Good morning, Penny.
Morning.
Well, are you away? I mean, it's a fair question. Are you up and at them this morning?
No.
I got to bed about 2:30. I'm guessing, let me guess, 3:30 for you. Is that about right?
That's about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, and you've been on a lot of these bus trips as a player and a coach and everything. And this is just, you know, one of those down and backs in this league that you got to deal with. But, you know, we got after the game last night looking at the standings, and you're tied for seventh, which is and you're one game. It's so amazing how bunched the middle of the pack is. Let's start at the top. Belmont and Murray State, 12-2. No surprise. Those two teams are going to be there most years. Austin Peay, 11-3. Jacksonville State, 11-3. This is where it gets interesting. 5, Eastern Illinois. 6, Morehead State, and then tied for 7th and 8th, the last two spots, you at 5-9, Martin at 5-9, and then, you know, you're looking at Eastern Kentucky, SIUE, and SEMO, all a game out of that last spot. But I'm looking at the last four games you play, everybody that you need to lose, you play.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's right here for you.
Yeah, we control our own destiny. The schedule has been grueling, but we can't really complain about anything because now, at this point in the season, we control our own destiny. We play every team that's towards the bottom that's tied for that 7 through 10 spot, and, you know, we got to go out and take care of business.
Well, and you look at it, of course, we'll just let it know, SIUE, this coming Thursday night, the doubleheader at Gentry Center. Then it's hard to believe I'm saying senior night, the last home game of the year, the doubleheader for both the men and the women with Eastern Illinois. And case in point, you know, you're right behind, and let's call it like it is, Eastern Illinois, before it comes to your place on Saturday, has to go to Belmont, and a prohibitive underdog there. You take care of business, all of a sudden, you know, and I know coaches can't do this, okay, but I can because I don't have to coach or play. Only thing I got to do is think big. You take care of business Thursday night, you're probably playing Eastern Illinois for a tie for 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how tight this thing is. So, like I said last night, the OVC tournament starts in the first week of March, but the OVC tournament for TSU starts next week.
Well, and again, Thursday night against SIUE and Eastern Illinois on Saturday. And, of course, you know, and TSU and Belmont are travel partners. It would be good, you know, that Jacksonville State and Tennessee Tech are travel partners. So think about, you know, what those guys have to go through on some, you know, their closest travel partners 4 hours away. But in anyway, last night, basically a tale of two halves in that second half. You know, pretty much even. You know, it was 47-45, but that first half, turnovers and missed shots and them making shots, it all sort of snowballed on you, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, very similar to the Belmont game. Guys just went plugged in. We weren't taking care of the ball. We weren't attacking. We weren't playing through contact. And when you're playing soft like that, you know, that's what happens. And so the second half was totally different. We were able to get to the paint and we were able to make tough plays and make some really good shots. And, you know, I told guys, like, we got to stop doing that. We got to be able to play a full game. And at this time of year, if you're not going to play a full game, you're not going to give yourself a chance to win.
No, and you look at it at the turnovers, 13 of your 18 were in that first half. And mm-hmm. you know, you add on top of that 38% from the field. You missed all three-pointers. And conversely, you know, they're making half their shots and 42% mm-hmm. on threes. And that's not a good combination, obviously.
No, not at all. And the thing is, we were actually turning Jacksonville State over. Jacksonville State had 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
And so we were doing what we needed to do defensively to be in the game. But when you're not scoring, it after a while, it just kind of drains you mentally on the defensive end. And so, you know, we can't have those lulls. And if we do, during this OVC tournament run, we're not going to win.
You know, stats you could make of them what you like, but last night, one that really stood out to me, of course, the 18 turnovers, but only 5 in that second half. Only four assists, and 2 of them coming from DFD, who held scoreless. We'll talk about that in a minute, Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey, but only 4 assists, and to me, that shows not a lot of movement, and I think that was what was happening in the first half, just a lot of stagnant one-on-one basketball.
Yeah, we had way too many players where guys were trying to, you know, drive by their man and beat the man instead of just moving the screen away. And then sometimes those stats are a little skewed because when you're not making shots, your assist is not going to show up too. So we had a lot of plays where we would penetrate and kick, and you know, Little John shoot a wide open three, or Kamar shoot a wide open three, and trip shots and threes off penetration kicks, and we just weren't making them. If we make those shots, those are assists. So, but you know, these guys have got to be able to, like I said earlier, play through contact, play tough, and when you're on the road, you cannot miss wide open shots.
Good to see Stokely Chaffee last night. He had a career high 17 points, 6 of 10 from the field, 5 of 6 on free throws. He's a solid free throw shooter, right at about 77, 78% with that. But it was good to see, and it almost became a clear them out. Let's see Chaffee and Jason Burnell, their leading scorer, leading rebounder. Let's see what you two have. And it was really the game within the game between those two. And as you said in the post game last night, it was good to see him score the basketball.
Yeah, he's a great kid, first and foremost. I love coaching Stokely. And he's got to have that kind of toughness down there. I mean, we have to have post presence. And it's just so great to see him playing like that. He has got to continue to play like that. This next week when we go into these two home games, he's got to play like that. But we also need our other guys to step up and play. We need Dante to be the guy he is, our leading scorer. We need Kamar to be the guy he is. And that's the one thing about this team. If we can ever get everybody on the same page one night, then we can really have a special night.
Well, and Stokely, the 17 points balanced, 8 in the first half, 9 in the second half. And, yeah, down low, even, you know, when you've got a Husky Burnell or even other players as well, his leap, I mean, he can play above the rim. We've seen that as well. And it puts so much pressure. Then when they kick it out, obviously, I'm telling you, you're the coach and I'm just the play-by-play-by. You know, when you're forcing those teams to double down on him, you can't just go single. It sort of picked the poison, and that's where you've got to make the shots. That's what you talked about, what happened in the first half last night. But, again, he was looking to score, and that's number one on everything else. He was looking to score.
Yeah, and that's the key, because every game we play, we've always started games off by throwing inside to Stokely, and we try to be aggressive. But, as you know, there's been plenty of games where we throw it into him, and he'll just turn it over, or he'll just – sling it over the rim, and everybody's sitting there like, what are you doing, Stoke? But last night, he didn't do that. He played like a man. And going into this run, he has to play like that.
Well, and the thing is, a junior, so you got him back another year, kid out of Oakland, California, Los Palitos College transfer. And, you know, he was only averaging 6 a game going in, but you could see him he averages 6 rebounds a game, which is 7th in the OVC. He can get to be that, you know, 12-point, 13-point, 8-9 rebound guy. I think that's that next step.
Yeah, well, he's a senior. So,
that's right. He's a senior. That's right.
Yeah. This well, be his last go around. But to your point, if he can be that 13, you know, 10 to 13, 6 to 8 guy for these next 5 games, that's all we need. I could care less about what he's done previously. I'm hoping that game last night gave him confidence so that he can be that guy for us for these next five games.
Well, I know somebody you definitely have back next year, Tripp Davis, 6'3", redshirt junior guard out of Antioch's Lighthouse Christian. And last night, it was good to see him come back around because, quite frankly, he went through a stretch. He wasn't looking for his shot, and you need him to shoot. And this guy makes he's 46% from the field. This is going into last night, 39% on threes, and you'll take that all day from a shooting guard, and had 10 of his 12 in the second half. It just seemed like, you know, and who knows? I mean, he's playing a lot more than he's ever played. A lot of them hit that wall, you know, about, you know, from mid-January to about mid-February, and now I think that was sort of a coming back out part. He's already been there. He scored 24 points earlier this year and 19, you know, against Jacksonville State last time. It was good to see him, you know, getting that stroke down because you need that outside shooting.
Yeah, Tripp's a very good player. I mean, he's a very cerebral player. He thinks the game, unlike a lot of our guys. He really puts thought and time into it. He's bought in. He does everything we ask him to do, and that's why we named Tripp. Even as a walk-on, he's been named our team captain. So we love what Tripp brings to the table, not only on the court but off the court. And you know, see him have that game last night like that. Once again, he's another guy. We only have eight healthy bodies, and we can't afford to have for guys to have 2 points and 0 points in games. And if Stokely can bring what he brings out of the post, and Tripp as a shooter and a starter can, you know, bring double figures, 8 to 10. That's what he has to do. And we need him to do that. And you know, we've really been talking to him because you're right. He went through a little spell where his confidence was gone and wasn't even attempting shots. Wide open shots he wouldn't have attempt. So he's got his aggressiveness back, and Tripp's got to continue to do that.
I think it was the Moorhead road trip. I don't know where it was, but, you know, I get, you know, Albert and I on the road. We stay where the team stays when it goes on the road like that. And I actually rode up in the elevator with him. I'll just tell you something. And I said, I know what they're telling you. And he looked at me and I go, shoot. That's all I said. That's all the coaching I've done for your team this year, okay? Just let you know. And it wasn't me. I just looked at him, Tripp. I said, I know what they're telling you. And he goes, what's that? I go, shoot. And that's it. So, because he has a nice stroke at southpaw, and, you know, it's a pretty stroke, too. I mean, you know, I know we're getting, you know, into the weeds here a little bit, but, I mean, he, if you want a textbook jump shot, it's at the top of the elevation of a jump, so he's gaining an extra 3 inches, maybe, with the release, that, you know, and he puts it up high, and it rotates off. He's got a sweet stroke.
Mm-hmm. He does, and you know, as long as he's confident, he's shooting with confidence, it's automatic. And there's no reason why you wouldn't when your coach is telling you to shoot and your coach believes in you. You should go out there and shoot the ball with confidence. And 9 times out of 10, it's the ball should go in.
Well, it's, you know, think about it, Penny. Now you look back on your college career, and obviously any player who ever played in college who has a green light, man, think about it. You wake up in the morning with a green light to shoot. Isn't that what you want? So,
yeah. That's what we told him. Like, him and a couple of guys on our team have that. If you're open, shoot it, no hesitation. And that's the best role to have when you don't have to worry about is this a bad shot or not.
TSU,
the guy's got to produce.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show, Brian Penny Collins, Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern here in a little while. And by the way, they just lost a heartbreaker last night. A 30-footer beat them in overtime last night. And a lot of stuff happening at the end of that regulation. But, you know, the one thing you hadn't been worried about here the last 3 or 4 weeks since he came back into the starting lineup was Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey. He's been, you know, scoring well above his 15-per-game average. By the way, that's 10th in the league. But when you lose, you know, he has one of those nights, 0 for 3 from the field, 0 for 2 on threes, no points. I don't think he's ever been held scoreless in a Tigers uniform. And 19 minutes, just really never got into the flow of the game last night.
Yeah, it was one of those things that it wasn't just the offensive end that was so bad for him. He had a lack of energy on the defensive end. He blew a bunch of defense assignments. He wasn't locked in mentally, and it affected his game and his body language was really bad. So he has to fix that. And, you know, he's all leading scorer. And when you're leading scorer, you can't have games like that. Everybody else is leading scorer on their teams. They don't have games like that. They're locked in. They're mentally focused and ready to go. And last night, Dante just didn't. He just had one of those games where And I told him after the game, he can't have any more games like that for the rest of the season. He can't. We can't afford him to do that. So he understood, and, you know, hopefully he'll bounce back and be that big-time guy for us.
Well, and you talk about on the defensive end as well because of your, you know, you only have three true, you know, front court players, and obviously teams are going to go right at that. With Egbuta fouling out last night, I think Chafee had four by the end of the game. Dejon Henderson, I want to talk about him in a minute, coming off the bench with four as well. Dante's a big, you know, a big, well put together young man at 6'3", but then again, just the matchups on the inside that you're asking him to do because of your lack of front court depth.
Yeah, there's no excuse, though. You have to be a smart basketball player. I don't care if you're 5'10", you got to guard a 6'8 guy. You got to be smart, and you can't use that as an excuse why you don't get it done. So when you get put in that position, if you're going to have that mentality of, well, I'm outmatched. They're bigger than me. Then that's why I don't even come on the court.
I didn't put it totally that way, but yeah, and I've had a little bit more sleep than you too, so we're fine this morning. Brian Penny Collins with us last night at Jacksonville State, and again a tale of two halves. And you know, you look at the standings, and we were talking about that at the beginning. I want to look at it again here in a minute, but you're right there. You're tied for seventh, a game out of sixth, two games out of fifth. And so it's right there for you. I don't know that I've seen a better situation for you, and not, you know, just a realistic view of it. You've cleared the top four teams, and there is a bit of a separation. We all know what Belmont and Murray State's going to do every year, okay? That's the nut to crack at the top. But then is it Jacksonville State? You know, is it you know, Austin Peay? You know, Matt Figger's got that program. He just carried it to another level following Dave Luce. So, and that's where you want to be, but you've cleared all of those teams. You don't have to play them anymore. Where the people you're trying to get ahead of, they not only got to play you, but they got to play those teams as well.
Yeah. We control our own destiny. We have no excuses. We got to go in and take care of business these last four games.
All right, we're going to take a break. More with Brian Penny Collins, TSU Tigers coach, after the break, and here in a little while, Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern, right here on the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, National Sports Radio.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Tennessee State Tigers.
No purchase necessary. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I love my community, and as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey,
TOA. Hey,
what's that about?
TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Lisa, I remember the first time I saw you like it was yesterday. But it's not yesterday, it's today. The day I'm asking you to marry me. So will you? Lisa?
Sorry, I just played Lotto America and I think I won. What were you saying?
Oh, you know, what's mine is yours and all that jazz.
Right. Maybe if you'd finally pop the question.
Take the plunge and fall in love with Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. Non-factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show right here. Jonathan Najjar, he is in studio as the producer here. Greg Pogue, your host. And Penny Collins, coach of the Tigers. Thursday night, I love this. And Ashley Fontenot, by the way, and she took over for Gavin Neville. Good for Gavin. Went to University of Hawaii. And I have blocked him on Twitter and Facebook because of it. I love this sentence. The final with Belmont was 77-66, 11-point deficit. You were down at 11 at halftime. So, again, a lot like what happened last night happened Thursday night with that first half.
Yeah, they were very identical, both games. Except the only difference was in the Belmont game, we actually took the lead the second half.
Yeah, came right back out, and then a little sequence happened, and, you know, some of those things are going to happen in a game that really swung the momentum the other way, and I'll let you comment on that if you like.
Yeah, no comment.
Okay. But I like this sentence. A locker room – this is the TSU website, and again, Ashley's what a sweet lady, and she's got such a great future in the business. A locker room speech lit a fire under the Tigers. And I think Albert Dawson on the postgame asked you about that speech, and you said it included exploding water bottles.
Yeah, I didn't – I really didn't give a speech. It was more just the water bottle exploding.
Sometimes, though, as a coach, going in at halftime, man, you go up with a big lead. What do you say? What do you do that? And everything. It's that, I would dare say that little bit of a time you have at halftime, of course, you want to work on adjustments and all of those things, and you want to get you know the guys, you know, get them a good blow, get them hydrated and all that stuff. Man, that would be, in my mind, tougher than the pregame, what you say at halftime, because it's totally dependent upon what's just happened.
Yeah, basically you go in there and you make the adjustments that you're seeing, and sometimes – may miss a few things, so it is a very crucial time and a halftime adjustment. But sometimes when it's very obvious that you're playing with a lack of fire, like we were against Belmont, and I'm trying my best, the coaching staff, we try our best to ignite that fire in different ways. So, you know, whatever we said to him work, does it 2 minutes, it was a 4-point game. And but you have to be able to sustain that same type of level of play for an entire game. And if you can do that, that's when you become a special team.
Well, and your director of basketball ops, Matt Richardson, right?
Yeah,
just send him out for more water bottles. That's all you got to do. but just sort of glaring with what we were talking about with Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey last night, scoreless against Belmont Thursday night, 19 points, 8 rebounds, couple steals, and you go from like a 180 the 48 hours later.
Yeah, it can be a consistent player like that. All these type guys, they don't do that. So If you're up and down, that's what happens with your play. Like I said, I'm not, nobody's closing the door. I'm gonna say he had a bad game last night.
Yeah.
Don't flush it. And, he has to be that guy for us, but he thinks for.
Well, and he knows that, too. I mean, he knows what his role is on this team and everything, and he's asked to do a lot of different things. And, he's basically a two-guard that has sometimes some four defensive responsibilities just because of, again, we go back to the to only having three true front court players. And I know I keep bringing that up, and I was talking to Albert Dawson on the way home back last night, and I'm thinking, Damari Moore, 6'8". He was once a starter. The kid out of Brooklyn, transferred from Southwest Tennessee Community College. 6'8", long, lean, causes. I know you had him out on the top of that 1-3-1 half court, just long and lean like that. Daniel Cummings, 6'4", solid body. Jalen Duke, 6'5", solid body. You want me to keep doing this? DeMarcus Mitchell as well. But with Cummings, Duke, and Moore, basically the 15 fouls where you have to face that foul trouble just about most nights.
Yeah, and to me that was the key. And when we played Jackson State last time, Daniel Cummings was the key. He guarded Burnell, he really made it hard on him. That was another body. He's great with scout defense, the most disciplined scout we have on our team. So when we lose guys like Daniel Cummings and Jalen Duke and Damari and DeMarcus, all those guys are 6'5 or better with good sized bodies, they really hurt you. But guys got to step up and play.
It's really unique. What will this – this is like the third week. Well, actually, there's only two more weeks in the regular season, and you've got two at home this coming Thursday night, and both the men's and the women's Thursday and Saturday with 5:15 start of the broadcast. We'll be over on 102.1 FM with Albert Dawson and I on the call. But SIUE Thursday night and Eastern Illinois Saturday night – it's really sort of a rare deal that here you are, the last 2 weeks of the regular season, seeing these teams for the first time.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's my obviously first year back in OVC, so I haven't really been part of this type of schedule. But it's crazy that we played teams twice and haven't even played them once yet. Because this is kind of how it goes. But, even though it's our first time playing them, it's going to be their first time playing us, too. So it should be interesting.
Well, and SIU and then EIU, and then on the road next week to Southeast Missouri and closing it out a week from Saturday at UT Martin, which has come on strong here in the last few games to tie you for seventh place. So with that as well, Penny, I know, are you aware of courtside dining? Do you know what's going to happen Saturday night? This is the 20th annual, and I say that, and, I've grown up around basketball, and I've covered basketball my whole life, a lot of the colleges, and I've never seen an event like this. Are you familiar what's going to happen Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar.
Yeah. White tablecloths at the end zone, a buffet meal, silent auction. I've donated quite a few things there. I know you're shocked that there's a couple Southern Steak and Oysters coupons over there to be purchased, but it is. I mean, it's a white tablecloth big event, and this is the 20th year of it, and I've been around college basketball, you as well. I don't know any other school that does it like this.
Yeah, it's a very nice event. And, something that is really dear to our CSU fan base, and I'm hoping a lot of people come out and support.
Well, if you see Troy Fisher down there sneaking around, it's only to bring food to Albert and me at over at the press row. I'll let you know because we don't have time to go over. And I actually have tickets, but I can't go eat. So anyway, well, Penny, hey, go back to bed. I know you can't now, but so what do you get back out into it today? Give the kids off a day, and obviously, So what are you doing here?
Yeah, we give them off today, and it's a little history. He's having turn 6 years old tomorrow. So little birthday party for him later on today, and guys are going to enjoy their Sunday, and we're going to get right back to it on Monday.
All right. Happy birthday to history. Thank you, Penny. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you.